Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear six passages, A through F. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 13 through number 24. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
A. The Creation of Braille. Louis Braille was born in France in the 1800s. As a child, he lost his sight in an accident at his father's workshop. At that time, blind people were often unfairly treated as inferior in society. Louis, however, showed great determination to get a proper education. He entered a special school for the blind, where he struggled to read using the few raised letter books available. These books were hard to use and offered little independence for blind students. Determined to change this, Braille studied a system of raised dots originally designed as a code by the French military for reading in the dark. He adapted it to create a simpler and more flexible system when he was still a teenager. His invention allowed blind people to read and write with their fingers and gave them new opportunities in education and society. Today, Braille's system remains one of the most important legacies in the history of accessibility.
Questions. Number 13. What does the speaker say about Louis Braille's early life? Number 14. What does the speaker say about Braille's invention?
B. The e-tattoo. For pilots and others in high-stakes professions, mental exhaustion could have serious consequences. To monitor mental strain, many companies ask employees to complete surveys, ranking their tiredness and stress levels. Some researchers think this approach is too subjective, so they have been developing a brainwave monitoring device called an e-tattoo that provides real-time, objective data. The researchers believe the device can enhance safety in high-pressure jobs by warning when performance may be affected. Other head devices exist, but often have many electrical wires, and they are heavy, uncomfortable, and expensive. The e-tattoo is a lightweight, disposable sensor that is cheap to produce. The sensor is stuck on the forehead, and it transmits brainwave activity data wirelessly, making it portable and user-friendly. Although results on test subjects have been promising, researchers eventually hope to manufacture a version that covers the entire head to provide more comprehensive data on stress and fatigue.
Questions. Number 15. What do researchers say about the e-tattoo? Number 16. What is one issue with the e-tattoo? C. Counter illumination. For marine creatures, hiding from predators in open water can be challenging. This is because objects in the sea appear as dark silhouettes when viewed from below. To overcome this problem, some creatures use a strategy known as counter-illumination. They emit light from special cells known as photophores on the undersides of their bodies, which they can adjust to match the lighter background created by sunlight from above. Doing this makes it difficult for predators to see them from below. A study in Australia suggested that mimicking this strategy could also help protect swimmers and surfers. Great white sharks sometimes attack and kill humans. This is thought to be because when viewed from below, swimmers and surfboards resemble seals, which are the shark's natural prey. However, the study showed that attaching LED lights to the undersides of seal-shaped decoys reduced the chance of them being attacked by great white sharks.
Questions. Number 17. What does the speaker say about some marine creatures? Number 18. What did the Australian study suggest? D. Tupaia's map. In 1768, the British explorer Captain James Cook embarked on an expedition to explore the South Pacific. Accompanying Cook as an interpreter and guide was a Tahitian priest named Tupaia. Tupaia was born on the island of Raiatea, but he was forced to flee to Tahiti when his homeland was invaded by warriors from a nearby island. Tupaia became well respected on Tahiti, and he was also an expert navigator. During the expedition, Tupaia drew a map showing more than 70 islands. The map has puzzled historians for many years because it does not match modern charts, but two German professors now believe it should be viewed from a different perspective. Unlike conventional maps, which show islands based on their geographical locations, Tupaia's map showed islands in relation to each other, ignoring the physical distance between them. The professors think this reflected the traditional navigation techniques of people in the region.
Questions. Number 19. Why did Tupaia leave the island where he was born? Number 20. What do two German professors believe about Tupaia's map?
E. Roman puzzle. In 2021, several thousand fragments of Roman wall art were discovered in London at a redevelopment site. The Romans founded London soon after they invaded Britain in the mid-first century, and the pieces are thought to date from around that time. They were all found together in a pit in the ground, leading archaeologists to believe that the building which housed them was deliberately torn down rather than slowly falling into disrepair. Reconstruction of the wall art has provided insights into life in Roman London. Archaeologists believe the art, which decorated around 20 walls of the building, points to the prosperity of the owner. The decorative birds, candelabras, and musical instruments are skillfully painted, and yellow paint, which was uncommon, is extensively employed. Archaeologists believe the area where they found the pieces was affluent and speculate that the building might have been a villa or provided luxurious accommodations for Roman travelers.
Questions. Number 21. What did the discovery of the wall art suggest to archaeologists? Number 22. What do archaeologists believe based on the reconstructed wall art? F. Betelgeuse's companion star. Scientists have long suspected the well-known star Betelgeuse has a companion star orbiting it. Many astronomers, however, doubted that the second star's existence would ever be confirmed. Betelgeuse is extremely large and bright, and attempts to detect the darker companion failed to capture enough detail to observe it. A new technique using the Gemini North Telescope in Hawaii, however, took multiple images while focused on the star for a very short time. This reduced the blur caused by Earth's atmosphere, allowing astronomers to view enough detail to be fairly certain the companion star is there. Although both stars seem to be similar in age, the smaller star is hot and blue-white, unlike the cooler red glow of Betelgeuse. The smaller star's orbit brings it extremely close to Betelgeuse. In fact, scientists predict that the companion star will probably be swallowed within the next 10,000 years, resulting in the destruction of both stars.
Questions. Number 23. What did astronomers previously believe about Betelgeuse's companion star? Number 24. What will probably happen within the next 10,000 years?